This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The opening tip controlled by Litchfield, and we are underway. Purple Panthers going from our left to our right here in this opening half. Ball comes to the right side off to Sam Painter. He'll drive inside the lane, dumps it off underneath. A nice pass, but the shot missed by Ethan Washburn, and the rebound pulled down by Lincolnwood. Here's Goble into the front court to Sidwell. Sidwell comes back out front to Krager. They swing it around to Pitchford at the top of the key. Here's Dade Pitchford trying to direct some traffic out there. Now comes back to the left side off to Goble. Back around to Sidwell. Going to pop the three ball. No good. And the rebound cleared out by Billy Beckham. Billy gets the ball ahead to Seth McGill. Back out to Painter. Boy, Painter, he's grown a bit since last year. Panthers off to a terrific start, 5-1. They beat Southwestern at Piasol last night, and now they throw the ball out of bounds. That's the first turnover of the ball game.
I'd say that's a bit of an upset, too, this early in the season.
I tell you what, anytime you can go to Southwestern High School and get a win, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
No score. We played a minute here in game two of the shootout, and now traveling called against Sean Goble. So the teams trade turnovers, and the Purple Panthers of Litchfield will get the basketball back. My compliments to these two head coaches, Matt Milberg for Lincolnwood, Drew Logan for Litchfield, two class guys.
Yeah, it's nice to see Drew start off with a 5-1 record. He's had a little trouble winning the last couple of years, but, you know, you won't meet a nicer guy or better coach.
Yeah, he's a good coach. And there we go with Sam Painter with a jumper inside the lane, and Litchfield breaks on top 2-0. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's Pitchford with the ball out front, swings it around to the right side, gives it out to Cole Sidwell. Now they reverse it back to the left side to Pitchford in the corner. Out front to Goble. Sidwell fakes, and he's called for steps. Turnover number two by Lincolnwood, and Litchfield will get the basketball back.
Lincolnwood's moving the ball well. They're just making a few mental errors there and not getting the shot away.
Timeout called. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. We'll have more basketball from the Apex Network Physical Therapy Shootout right after these messages. Terry Toad, Don Huddleston back at Carlinville High School. Hope you're enjoying our special broadcasts today here on WSMI FM 106. I think I said just saw Jim Lofka and Jim and Sandy Lofka come in through the door.
What a great coach he was.
Oh, my gosh. Coach Lofka of Bunker Hill.
He had some ball teams down there.
Oh, man. You talk about a tough place to win. Bunker Hill was one of those places.
No, you just put an L on your schedule. Yep. Figure you're going to lose that one.
Yep. Lincolnwood turns the basketball over, and here's Litchfield with the ball. Here's Billy Beckham. Nice feed off the glass with the shot by Ethan Washburn. And Washburn gets his first bucket this morning, and that makes it a 4-0 lead for Litchfield. 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Across it goes to Goble. Sean drives down to the corner, kicks the ball back out to Pitchford on the wing. Nate had 20 points the other night against the Hilltoppers. So Litchfield, if they've done any scouting, they know they want to keep close to him. Here's Sidwell back out front to Goble. Goble fires the ball across to Dade Pitchford. Litchfield sitting in that zone defense. Here's Pitchford going to pop the three ball. It's around and out, no good. The rebound pulled down by Jaden Walker, and Walker is fouled as he went back up strong. He'll get a couple of free throws. And it looks like the foul that time is going to be on Billy Beckham. And for Billy, that's going to be his first, team's first. So a couple of free throws coming up for Jaden Walker, the 6-foot sophomore for Lincolnwood.
Well, Walker worked hard to get the inside position there. He was on the other side of the lane. He saw the shot was going to be long, and he worked his way in there and got the rebound, took it right back up, and that's the thing to do with it.
He makes his first free throw. That makes it 4-1. Second free throw attempt is good. That makes it 4-2. Litchfield with the lead. We'll inbound the basketball. Coming up after this game, it'll be Staunton taking on Nokomis in a girls' battle. We'll have that coming up for you beginning about 12:30 this afternoon here on FM 106. Is a Brady Bishop with a jumper from 17 feet away, and he hits it straight on, and that makes it a 6-2 lead for Litchfield. Just under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Around to the near side to Goble. The ball knocked out of bounds, though, by Billy Beckham of Litchfield. And now Austin Krager is going to leave the lineup, and Braxton Schmedeke, a 5'10 sophomore, will come in for the Lancers. Ball comes into Schmedeke. He'll bring it to the top of the key. Around to the left side off to Pitchford. Now to the point to Sidwell. Schmedeke open, his shot. Somebody got a hand on it. Comes up short, and we're going to have a foul. I think we're going to have a foul against Lincoln, which is going to belong to Litchfield. Yep. Foul is going to be against Sidwell, I believe. Cole Sidwell gets his first personal foul, first team foul. And the ball back to Litchfield. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Litchfield with a 6-2 lead and the basketball. Down the lane, there's Brady Bishop. He'll bank it off the glass and in. That was a nice-looking shot from the 5'9 junior, and that makes it an 8-2 Litchfield lead. 4:15 to go, opening quarter. Lincolnwood with the ball. Lob inside. They go to Schmedeke. Kicks it out to Pitchford. Dade for three. Got it. Pitchford gets his first bucket of the day. And it's a tray, and that makes it an 8-5 ball game. Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Here's Seth McGill, left sideline. Picks up the dribble, needs some help. There's Beckham sliding down the edge of the lane. Back to the corner. Off to McGill, and now he's called for steps. That's turnover number three by Litchfield.
We were talking, Tim and I, earlier, but these kids a lot of times want to take that first step before they ever put the ball down. You know, I can remember the coaches used to always tell them, drop the ball, then go.
Yeah.
Now they go, and then they drop the ball.
They watch too much ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe Illinois.
You could make a case there. That's true. Here's Schmedeke for Lincolnwood to Pitchford. At the elbow, they go to Goble. Back out to Pitchford. Three straight on. Doesn't go. Rebound, Sidwell. Sidwell takes one dribble. Kicks it back out to Schmedeke. And now Billy Beckham on the steal for Litchfield. Billy goes in for the layup, and he missed it. And the rebound pulled down by Sidwell for Lincolnwood. Cole brings it into the front court. Off to Goble, into the corner. Schmedeke puts up the 15-footer, no good. The ball on the floor. Sam Painter picks it up for Litchfield. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Litchfield with an 8-5 lead and the basketball. Here's Sam Painter on the left side. Drives the lane, has it stripped away. Picks it back up, puts it up and missed it. Tip up again, no good. Rebound pulled down by Lincolnwood, Sean Goble. He'll go from coast to coast and lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover number five for Lincolnwood. Krieger will come back in for Lincolnwood. And leaving the contest will be Jaden Walker for Coach Matt Milberg. Litchfield with an 8-5 lead. 2:45 to go in the opening quarter. Hope you're enjoying our coverage from the Apex Network Physical Therapy Shootout here at Carlinville High School. Now double dribble called against Brady Bishop.
Picked it up. He picked it up and put it right back down, and it was almost so quick you wouldn't even notice
didn't
it.
Didn't even notice it, yeah. I was going to say, it's one of those things as an official, you look at that and go, there's something wrong there. That's got to be a double dribble. That's turnover number four by Litchfield.
Johnny Falls' saying was always, something didn't look right.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of times that's all you can go on.
Oh, that's about right.
Yeah. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Lincolnwood with the ball down by 3, 8-5. Here's a three ball up on the wing, no good. By Will Jenkins, the 5'11 freshman who's checked in. And the rebound pulled down by Litchfield. Painter down the lane, lost the handle on the ball. Oh. That thing deflects off the top of the backboard.
It did.
Oh, my goodness.
That was an out of bounds, but a lot of times you're looking at stuff on the floor, you don't see that.
So the Purple Panthers hold on to it. Here's Bishop down the lane. He goes, feeds off underneath. Layup is good by Ethan Washburn. Nice feed to Washburn. He finishes it off. He's got four, and that gives Litchfield a 10-5 lead. 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Lincolnwood with the ball. A three ball up and good from Sidwell. Cole Sidwell with his first bucket today, and that makes it a 10-8 ball game with 100 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Litchfield with a two-point lead in the basketball. Here's Painter working off a pick.
Lancers are hanging in there with the three ball.
Yes, they are. Here's a three ball from Bishop in the corner. No good. Rebound by Billy Beckham for Litchfield. Off to Painter. He fakes, drives in, feeds off across to Washburn, who puts it off the glass and in. Washburn has 6 points here in the opening quarter for Litchfield. Litchfield with a 12-8 lead.
They make some nice interior passes, don't they?
Yes, they do. 1:08 to go in the opening quarter. Lincolnwood with the ball. Here's Goble. Goes back door off to Krieger. Austin, double team, back out to Goble. Sean kicks the ball back out on the wing to Sidwell. Cole drives, double pumps, puts up the shot, no good, gets the rebound. And now we're going to have a foul against the Purple Panthers of Litchfield.
Think it's going to be on the floor. They'll get the ball out of bounds.
I think it's Washburn. Yep. That's going to be Ethan's first, team second. Ball into the corner to Pitchford. Pitchford now pulls up a 15-footer off the back of the rim. No good. The rebound by Billy Beckham. And he is fouled by Will Jenkins of Lincolnwood. Will get his first, team second.
Lincolnwood doesn't have a lot of height this year like they have in the past, but they're all kind of long, lanky kids, aren't they? About 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2", but they got long arms.
They got to play defense to stay in games.
And they do.
Yeah.
Matt's always been a defensive coach. He hasn't played defense.
If you don't play defense, you don't play.
That's right.
Here's a shot from the corner, no good, by Seth McGill. The ball poked into the backcourt by Sean Goble of Lincolnwood. So Litchfield chases it down, and Brady Bishop will bring it back into the front court. Litchfield with a four-point lead as we approach 20 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter. Painter looks at the clock.
He's going to hold for one, I think. He's backing it out.
Down to 11 seconds and counting. Painter still on the dribble. 7 seconds, time to put things in motion. Here's Painter pulling up, free throw line jumper, no good, rebound Krager. 2 seconds to go, that's going to end it. After one quarter of play from the Apex Network Physical Therapy Shootout, it is Litchfield 12, Lincolnwood 8, back with more in 60 seconds. Back at Carlinville High School, we're getting ready for second quarter action. Game number two of the shootout, Litchfield with a 12-8 lead, and Lincolnwood will have the basketball. It's Goble, along with Sidwell, Pitchford, Krager, and Jaden Walker for Lincolnwood. Bishop, along with Seth McGill, Sam Painter, Ethan Washburn, and Billy Beckham for Litchfield, and an illegal pick set against, or by the Lancers. That one's going against Jaden Walker. That's his first personal foul, third team foul, turnover number six by Lincolnwood.
I got to give a shout out to TSC. Your wife made the scene.
Yep.
And I know how much she hates basketball. She'd rather have a root canal than be in a basketball game.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, what a partner she's been for you through sickness, though.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah,
she's been a lifesaver.
Brenda's a sweetheart.
Yep. 12-8 lead for Litchfield, and now a traveling call against Dade Pitchford as he launched a three-pointer. But he did a little shuffle in there, and that's turnover number seven by Lincolnwood.
I'm not sure he was going to shoot that ball. He started to shoot it, and then he saw somebody open underneath. He might have
decided,
had second thoughts, and that's what made him walk.
So we're 50 seconds into the second quarter. Litchfield with a four-point lead at 12-8. Around to McGill. It brings it back out to the top of the key. Now back to the right side. Painter strain on, about two steps behind the arc. Sam puts it on the floor, a bounce pass to Washburn, but it's knocked away. Ethan scrambling for it. He's tied up in there by Sean Goble of Lincolnwood, and a jump ball results. And the possession arrow will give it to Litchfield on the baseline.
There was that good defense showing up again. They wouldn't let that pass go through.
And it'll be McGill to inbound the basketball. Seth fires it out front to Beckham. Billy down the lane, off to Washburn, puts it off the glass, no good. Ethan throws the ball back out on the wing. Here's Painter with it. Sam on the dribble, open for the three. He got it.
That was a deep three. That was a college three.
Yeah. 5 points for Sam Painter. Litchfield with a 15-8 lead, 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's Goble with it. Bounce pass off to the right wing to Pitchford. Dade gives it back out front. Now back to Pitchford. Three ball. No good. Rebound Painter. Litchfield with a 7-point lead and the basketball. 6:10 to go in the first half of play. Here's Painter down the lane. Puts it up and he's fouled. Good things happen when you take the ball to the hole, and Painter's going to get a couple of free throws here.
You know, Painter's got that fluid move. You don't know what he's going to do with the ball. A couple times he drove that lane, you think he's going to put up a shot, and he hits an open guy underneath. There he took it right onto the hole and got fouled.
Goble the foul that time for Lincolnwood, his first team's fourth, and Sam Painter's first free throw attempt of the day is good. He has a half a dozen points, and it's a 16-8 lead for Litchfield. 6:05 to go here in the first half. The next toss is right on the money. 7 points for Sam Painter. And Will Jenkins, the freshman, comes back in for Lincolnwood. He's replacing Jaden Walker. Lincolnwood with the basketball, trailing 17-8. 6 minutes to go, first half. In the high post, it goes to Goble. Off to Pitchford. Dade brings it back out along the wing. Fires the ball back out front to Will Jenkins. Jenkins around to the left side. Off to Sidwell. Now they reverse the ball into the right corner. Here's Jenkins. A bounce pass underneath to Krager. Krager gets tied up by John Corso, the 5'11 junior who's checked into the lineup. And
it'll stay with Lincoln.
Stay with Lincolnwood on the Lancers baseline. John Corso, 5'11 junior for Litchfield, into the lineup now for the Panthers. Here's a lob in to Goble. Sean grabs, goes up, and gets the ball stripped away. Three white shirts in the area, and who's going to be the guilty party? Looks like it could be Ethan Washburn. That's going to be Ethan's second, team's third, and two free throws for Goble. Goble hasn't scored yet today. He'll have a chance here with a couple of free throws. First one is a little bit long, no good. Score remains Litchfield 17, Lincolnwood 8. And Washburn will come out of the lineup. And Austin Niehaus, a 6'2 junior, will come in for the Purple Panthers. About 5.5 to go in the first half of play. Next toss from Goble is good. That is Sean's first point of the day. That makes it a 17-9 lead for Litchfield. Purple Panthers off to a terrific start this year. They're 5-1 coming into the game today. They came off a big win at Southwestern last night. Here's McGill for Litchfield in the corner, around to the top of the key. He's open near the right elbow and buries it. McGill with his first bucket today. 19-9 lead now for Litchfield.
Sometimes when you have a big game on Friday night, and especially one that you win, like that, you're away from home, kind of tough to get up on Saturday morning and play basketball again.
But they're doing all right.
Yes, they are.
Here's a nice shot put up by Goble, but it doesn't get the roll. And the rebound pulled down by Billy Beckham for Litchfield. He'll give it off to Sam Painter. 4:40 to go in the first half. A 19-9 lead for Litchfield. Here's Beckham. Back around, they go to Corso. A three ball, no good from John. And the rebound pulled down by Dade Pitchford of Lincolnwood. Pitchford had it tipped away, picks it back up now in the front court. Gives it off to Goble. The Lancers reset. Litchfield sitting in that 2-3 zone. Here's Pitchford. Out to Krager. Back out front to Sidwell. Back around to the left side, now off to Pitchford. Sidwell out near midcourt. Dribbles around to the right side. Comes back to the left side. Here's Krager with the top of the key. And now we're going to have timeout call by Lincolnwood. 3:57 to go in the first half. It's a 10-point lead for Litchfield. 19-9, back with more in 40 seconds. 19-9 lead for Litchfield. Lincolnwood resumes following the timeout. Lancers with the basketball. Here's Sidwell back out front to Dade Pitchford. Inside the lane to go to Krager. Now a bump inside the lane. And this one is against Austin Niehaus. That'll be his first, team's fourth. Out of bounds on the baseline for the Lancers. Krager will be the trigger man. Flips the ball back out on the wing to Cole Sidwell. Sidwell fires it back out to Dade Pitchford. Pitchford directing some traffic. Back to the right side off to Sidwell. Back to the point to Jenkins. This zone has kind of got Lincolnwood stymied here. Here's Goble driving in the lane and a player control foul. As Sean stuck out the wing, tried to make a little room.
Had to get a little clearance in there. He had a good move. He was spinning the basket, going to get a layup out of it. I don't think he needed to push off, but it's kind of a reaction thing. You feel the pressure there. You want to push.
That's his second personal foul. Fifth team foul, turnover number 8 by the Lancers, and the ball back to Litchfield. 3:20 remaining here in the first half, and a 10-point lead for Litchfield. Purple Panthers with the ball. Billy Beckham into the corner to Carso. John fires it back out front to Beckham. Here's Painter with the ball, right side of the key. Looks for that cutter across the lane. Painter instead drives the ball into the lane, a bounce pass off to the wing as Carso drives and
Steps out of bounds. Yep.
Turnover number 5 by Litchfield. The first in this half, though. And it looks like McGill is out for Litchfield. And who came back in? We'll catch up to him here in a moment. Looks like Austin Niehaus. Lincolnwood with the basketball, down by 10. Off on the wing, Sidwell. Cole fakes, puts up the three, no good. And we got a foul coming out. This one against the Lancers. And this one is going to go against Jaden Walker, his second, team sixth. Out of bounds for Litchfield in the backcourt.
They'll be in the bonus on the next one.
2:40 to go in the first half. Litchfield cruising along with a 10-point advantage, 19-9. Painter pulls up, jump shot good. Sam buries another one.
He's smooth.
He is. He's improved tremendously this year.
Well, he gets that step off the bounce, and you don't know if he's going to drive. Oh, here's another offensive foul.
Yeah, Krager stuck out his arm as he drove the baseline. That is his first personal, seventh team foul, ninth turnover by Lincolnwood.
They're just a little confused down here on what they want to do, and they're trying to do some one-on-one stuff rather than move the ball. You got to pass that ball a few times.
Braden Lush, a 5'11 senior, has checked into the lineup, replacing Jaden Walker for Lincolnwood. Ball back to Litchfield. Here's Painter down the lane, rolls off the rim and through. 11 points for Painter. 9 in this quarter, and Litchfield's lead is up to 23-9.
What makes him dangerous is he looks like he's going to take it and drive. Next thing you know, he pulls up and hits a three, and then if you go out to get him, he takes it right to the hole.
Dangerous man.
Yes.
Turnover number 10 by Lincolnwood. Litchfield with the ball, 100 seconds to go. Here's Painter now with the left hand that's laid up. 13 points for Painter. He is just chewing up.
He's
the real estate, isn't he?
He's heating up, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I think he can score about any time he wants to because he's so smooth, and off the dribble, he just jumps and bounces and gets that shot off so quick.
And another thing, Hud, he passes the ball well. So, you know, he'll draw some attention, and you think he's going to get rid of the ball, and then he'll slice. He'll have just enough of an opening to get through a couple of defenders and get the ball into the hole. So.
Well, like you said, start the game. He was in there where I thought he was going to take a shot, and he dropped it off to somebody underneath, and it went off their hands out of bounds. He could easily have took that shot. But he's not selfish with the ball, but when he wants to go to the hole, he can score.
Sam Painter, 13 points on the day, and 11 of those here in this second quarter. A 25-9 lead for Litchfield. 99 seconds remaining in the first half of play. And, of course, coming up at halftime, our friends at Victory Lane sponsoring the free throw shop. If you make a free throw, it's worth $20. Think you can make a free throw, Hud?
I don't know. I've got that rotator cuff injury. I might have to go left-handed, but I think I could hit one.
Do the Rick Barry thing and go underhand.
Yep.
Yeah. Here's Lincolnwood with the basketball. Bounce pass into the lane to Levi Welsh, the 6-foot senior. Stripped away. Turnover number 11 by the Lancers. Here comes Litchfield. Beckham from the right corner. Drives the baseline. Feeds it right into the hands of Dade Pitchford of Lincolnwood. That's turnover number 6 by Litchfield. Here's Krager at the top of the key with a minute to play. Sidwell back to Krager at the point. Krager has it stripped away, and that's turnover number 12 by Lincolnwood.
You remember when Shaq, they were having that Shaq attack, and they fouled him all the time? He went to that underleg deal.
Yeah.
Hold the ball down there, throw it up. He couldn't make them either.
Yeah. Shaq just wasn't a free throw shooter.
He just threw bricks up there any way he wanted to.
And plenty of mortar with him. Corso misses the three-pointer for Litchfield. Lincolnwood with a basketball. Now we're going to have a hand check foul against Litchfield. And this one's against Billy Beckham, his second, team's fifth, out of bounds for Lincolnwood. 31 seconds to go, first half. Anthony Boston, a 6'3 junior, into the lineup for Litchfield, replacing Billy Beckham. And Lincolnwood trailing 25-9. Half a minute to play here in the first half of play. Been a rough second quarter with only 1 point being scored for Lincolnwood.
Goble hit the one free throw, and that's all they've had.
They really haven't had many good looks.
No, they haven't.
Here in this quarter. Here's Pitchford with the basketball. Around to the near side, off to Krager. Clock down to 5 seconds. Here's Krager with 3 seconds. Krager on the dribble, drives in, puts up the shot, blocked away, and the first half is in the books. At the end of the first half of play, your score from the Apex Network Physical Therapy Shootout at Carlinville High School. It is Litchfield 25, Lincolnwood 9. We'll come back with more from Carlinville High School right after these messages. Well, here we go. Third quarter action from the Apex Network Physical Therapy Shootout. Coming up after this contest, we will have the broadcast of the Staunton-Okemos girls game as the Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Skins will go at it. And our third game out of eight here today at Carlinville High School. A 25-9 lead for Litchfield over Lincolnwood as the Purple Panthers of Litchfield have the basketball to begin the third quarter of play. Here's Billy Beckham with it. Beckham has his dribble cut off, flips the ball back out to Seth McGill. McGill gives off on the wing to Beckham, back out to Sam Painter. Painter holds the ball for a moment, works off a pick set by Washburn into the corner. Brady Bishop, a three, got it. Bishop with his third bucket of the day. He's got seven, and Litchfield increases its lead to 28-9.
Remember Gary Perk?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you?
Oh, Perk, yeah. We go back a long time, yeah. Yeah. Good to see you, Gary. Okay. 7:16 to go in the third quarter. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's a three ball from Cole Sidwell, and Sidwell gets his second bucket of the day. He's got six. That makes it 28-12. Now a steal by the Lancers. Pitchford straight on a three. Good! Pitchford gets his second tray of the day. And that's 6 points for Dade, and that makes it 28-15.
That's a way to cut into that lead. Hit a couple of threes.
Ethan Washburn with a shot from point-blank range for Litchfield. He missed it, and the Lancers come out with the rebound. Here's Pitchford going in for the layup. Rejected by Painter. The putback good by Jaden Walker. Walker with 4 points, and timeout called. 6:39 to go. I think we just had a stoppage for an injury.
Yeah.
It looks like Ethan Washburn.
On the layup down here, he got his feet kind of cut out from under him a little bit, and he landed a little funny, and okay. He didn't get up real quick, so they blew it dead.
Okay. Ethan's going to get checked out. In the meantime, Austin Niehaus comes back in for Litchfield. As the Purple Panthers miss a jump shot from the wing, it goes out of bounds, and Lincolnwood gets the ball back. So the Lancers are trying to make a little noise here in the third quarter and get back in this game.
They scored eight here in a minute and a half. They scored one in 8 minutes. So they're doing the right thing. Coach must have got on them at half.
Said the right thing, I guess. 28-17, Litchfield's lead. Lincolnwood with the ball, 6:15 to go, third quarter. Here's Pitchford around on the left side. Litchfield still in that 2-3 zone. Here's Sidwell out front with the basketball. Cole on the dribble. Back to Pitchford on the wing. Dade fires it back to Goble. A bounce pass to Krager in the corner. Here's Austin. A bounce pass underneath. They kick it back out. Sidwell straight on. Shot no good. Billy Beckham the rebound for Litchfield. And now Sam Painter will walk the ball up the floor for Litchfield. Panthers lead by 11. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Here's Painter on the dribble and a blocking foul called against either Pitchford or Krager. It's going to be Krager. Austin will get his second. Team's first. Out of bounds for Litchfield on the baseline. Comes into Niehaus. Back to the corner for Bishop. His three, no good. Rebound on the weak side by Lincolnwood's Goble. Ahead to Pitchford. Dade winds up for the three. In and out, no good. Beckham the rebound for Litchfield. Here come the Purple Panthers, who have a 28-17 lead. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Painter down the lane. Player control foul. Ran right over the top of Jaden Walker. Painter will get his first personal foul. First team foul. Eighth turnover. Hi, guys. Good to see you, fellas. Got the officiating crew for the next game all lined up here, ready to go.
I saw two-thirds of this crew last night. They did a great job over at Sullivan.
All right.
I don't know if they're just now getting here from there or if they went home last night. Todd pulled a tee out of his hat last night. The guy was asking for it, so he got him.
Well, and sometimes you got to do that.
Yep. I think it was a good one.
28-17, Litchfield with the basketball and the lead. Here's a bounce pass and a nice fade across the baseline off to Austin Niehaus, and Niehaus puts it off the glass and in.
Wide open, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He got his first bucket of the day, and that makes it 30-17. Litchfield with the lead, and now Lincolnwood with a bad pass. Turnover number 13. Litchfield gets the ball back. 4:35 to go, third quarter. Around to the corner to Bishop. Brady fires it back out front to Sam Painter. Painter on the left wing. Inside the arc, still on the dribble. Now backs out. Fires the ball across to Seth McGill. Back to Painter. Painter. I think he's lost his dribble. No, apparently he didn't. He drives in, and now a player control fouls. He runs over the top.
He got a little confused there on whether he should dribble again or not. He didn't want to dribble because he thought he'd already dribbled. Then he waited long enough. He decided he'd take it to the hole, and he got charged. Call for a charge.
Like I said, I thought he lost his dribble. But
he did.
Yeah.
I think he did.
That's his second personal foul, second team foul, eighth turnover of the day for Litchfield. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, a 30-17 lead for Litchfield. Lincolnwood with the basketball. There's sales manager Mike Niehaus walking into the place. Good to see sales manager Mike.
He looking so good, I didn't even recognize him. If I hadn't saw his wallet in his pocket, I wouldn't know who it was.
Oh, my. Out front, here's Sean Goble with it. Feeds inside to Walker, across to Pitchford, and now a blocking foul on Billy Beckham of Litchfield. Billy will get his third personal foul, third team foul. Out of bounds on the baseline for Lincolnwood. Here comes Ethan Washburn back into the lineup as Beckham will have a seat on the bench. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Litchfield 30, Lincolnwood 17. Now ball comes way out front to Dade Pitchford. Pitchford directing some traffic. Back across to Goble, to the free throw line to Jaden Walker, who lost the handle on the ball. Turnover number 14 by Lincolnwood. Painter will bring it into the front court for the Purple Panthers of Litchfield, who lead 30-17. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Painter dumps the ball off at the high post to Washburn. Flips the ball back out to McGill. Painter, left corner. Comes around near the free throw line extended. Now drives inside the lane. Backdoor pass off to Washburn. He missed the shot.
And got the foul.
And a T. We got a T. Somebody may have said the magic word out there. So the foul will be against.
I think Washburn got the foul. Painter.
Painter got the foul, or got the technical, I think. That counts as a team foul. That's his fourth team foul. And Dade Pitchford shooting a couple of free throws for the Lincolnwood on the technical. And he makes the first one. Dade now with 7 points. That makes it 30-18. As the Lancers cut the lead to 12 and now make it 11. 8 points for Pitchford. That makes it 30-19. And it'll be out of bounds at midcourt for Lincolnwood following the technical foul.
I don't know what happened there, but he might have said the magic word when he didn't get the call on his buddy on the layup.
So 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Lincolnwood's as close as they've been for a long time. They're within 11. They've got the basketball. Backdoor pass to Goble, who missed the shot from point-blank range, and the rebound pulled down by Litchfield.
You can't get those kids to use the backboard.
Nope.
They don't know what's up there.
Here's Bishop, a three, in and out and back in. Brady Bishop hits the tray for Litchfield. He's got 10, and Litchfield back up by a count of 33-19. 2:30 to go, third quarter. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's Pitchford. Back out to Goble. Walker across to Sidwell. Cole back out front to Sean Goble. Goble kicks it back out to Sidwell. Sidwell works it around to Pitchford, and Dade's pass knocked out of bounds. And it's going to belong to the Lancers with 2:13 to go in the third quarter. And Krager flips the ball out towards midcourt. Gives it to Cole Sidwell. Back to Dade Pitchford. Pitchford feeds inside to Jaden Walker. Jaden puts it on the floor once, puts it off the glass and in.
That's a nice move.
Walker with a half a dozen. 33-21. A 12-point advantage for Litchfield. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Panthers with the ball. John Corso. A bounce pass across to Brady Bishop. Back out to John. A three for Corso is up. No good. Loose on the floor. Picked up on the fly. And now a blocking foul against Ethan Washburn of Litchfield. It's going to be his third, team's fifth. Out of bounds for the Lancers. With 100 seconds to go, third quarter, Lincolnwood down by a dozen. There's Goble with the basketball. Well, this quarter has been much better than the second quarter was to the Lancers, where they scored only 1 point. And now we've got an illegal pick set by Jaden Walker. So that's a foul, his third, team second, turnover number 15 for Lincolnwood. And the ball will go back to the Purple Panthers of Litchfield with 90 seconds to play. Here's Ethan Washburn out front to Brady Bishop. Bishop across to the corner. It goes to Austin Niehaus. A three from Bishop straight on. No good. And the ball out of bounds. Going to belong to Lincolnwood. 72 seconds to go.
Will Jenkins just checked in there.
Okay, the freshman Jenkins checking in for Lincolnwood. Looks like Jaden Walker came out.
Jaden Walker came out, yep.
So here we go. Clock down to 68 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Sidwell around to Pitchford. Back out to Sidwell. Lincolnwood way outside. They're way outside the arc here as Litchfield's kind of expanded that zone defense. A pass inside to Goble. Goble with a nice spin move leans in and puts it off the glass and in. Sean with 3 points today, 33-23, and now Goble with the steal at midcourt. Bounce pass across to Krager, who lays it up and in.
Oh, that's a nice feed from Goble.
Krager with his first bucket makes it 33-25. Litchfield's lead cut to 8 with 30 seconds to play. And now another steal and a foul called against Litchfield. That's turnover number 10 by the Purple Panthers.
That one's going to be on Austin Niehaus, I think.
Yep, that's going to be his second, team sixth. So out of bounds for Lincolnwood as the Lancers have made some noise here in this quarter. They've got the lead cut to 8, 33-25. Half
bucket
minute
here
to play.
Would be big.
It would be big. It would be big. And Litchfield defense trying to crack down. Lancers looking for a seam in the defense. Here's Goble in the lane. Kicks it back out. Pitchford for three. Good. Dade hits the three. He's got 11. And we got a ball game. 33-28.
They're fired up now.
8 points. 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Ethan Washburn putting up the shot. No good. He's fouled, I believe, by Sean Goble. And that'll put Washburn at the line to shoot two. Goble will get his third personal foul. Third team foul. And Ethan Washburn to shoot two for Litchfield.
It was either let him hit the layup or foul him. He chose to foul him. And you don't want to see Goble. He's kind of their primary ball handler. You don't want to see him with three fouls.
He fouled out the other night against Hillsboro.
Yeah.
34-28. Next toss good as well. 8 points for Washburn. 35-28. 2 seconds to go. And time expires after three quarters of play here at the Apex Network Physical Therapy Shootout. It is Litchfield 34, Lincolnwood 28, back with fourth quarter action in just a moment. So 35-28, Litchfield's lead, as Lincolnwood outscored Litchfield 19-10 in that quarter.
Right.
To cut into the lead. Lancers have the basketball to begin the fourth quarter of play. So here we go.
They had a little rally going there at the end of the third quarter. They need to keep that momentum up if they're going to get back in this game.
Here's Sidwell at the top of the key for Lincolnwood as the Purple Panthers stay in that 2-3 zone defense. Here's Sidwell around to the right side, off to Pitchford.
You about have to have that guy at the free throw lane to pass the ball down low if you're going to break that.
Yep. And the Lancers throw the ball away. That's the 16th turnover. Here's a shot put up by Painter. No good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Lincolnwood.
Painter's back in the lineup. That's part of the problem. They weren't scoring there at the end of the third quarter.
Jaden Walker is back in for Lincolnwood. Will Jenkins is out. 7:16 to go in the game. A 7-point lead for Litchfield. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Out front with the ball. Is Sidwell off to Pitchford, back out front. Goes to Goble. Pitchford drives inside the lane, puts up the runner, no good, and the rebound pulled down by Sam Painter for Litchfield. Sam to midcourt, top of the key, off on the wing to Billy Beckham, who traveled. Turnover number 11 by Litchfield. And the ball will go back to Lincolnwood. Coming up next, Staunton against Nokomis in girls basketball. And then Hud and I will be back here for the 2 o'clock game. At least I think you are back at 2 o'clock for Carlinville and Auburn. And traveling call against Goble as he tried to take the ball through the lane and lay it in. That's turnover number 17 by Lincolnwood. So a chance to see the Lady Cavaliers and the Trojans of Auburn. Back-to-back games, a girls game followed by a boys game here. Mm-hmm. Litchfield with a 7-point lead, 6.5 to go in the game, and the basketball. McGill gives it out front to Bishop. Brady Bishop, the 5'9 junior. Drives inside the lane. Oh, a nice feed to Washburn, who lays it off the glass and in. Good pass, good finish. Washburn with 10, and a 37-28 lead for Litchfield. 6:10 to go in the ball game. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Around to the right side to Goble. Don's pass back out to Dade Pitchford. Pitchford lobs the ball into the high post, off to Walker. Back to Goble, puts up the runner from the baseline, no good. Painter comes up with the rebound. Sam into the front court for Litchfield. A pass across to Brady Bishop, had to leap high for it. Comes back out front to McGill, back to Bishop for three. Good! Bishop buried it. That's his third tray of the day. He's got 13, and that makes it a 40-28 lead. Litchfield back up by a dozen now with 5.5 to go in the game.
That hill's getting a little steeper for the Lancers.
That was a big basket for the Purple Panthers.
Yeah, it was.
Here's a three from Pitchford straight on, no good, and Sam Painter the rebound. Painter hasn't scored here in this second half.
He's had a couple of big rebounds, though.
Yes, he has. Here's Painter pulling up from the right elbow. The jump shot, no good. The ball poked back out, picked up by Brady Bishop. Back across to Seth McGill. McGill around on the right side to Bishop at the point. Now left wing off to Billy Beckham. Billy fires it back across to McGill. Bishop now from the right side for three. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sidwell. Cole Sidwell into the front court for Lincolnwood. Underneath to Jaden Walker with the layup, good. Jaden with 8 points today. 40-30. A 10-point lead for Litchfield with 4:35 to go in the ball game. Across it goes to Bishop, down on the baseline to Beckham. Billy drives in, and now the ball poked out of bounds from behind by Cole Sidwell of Lincolnwood, and the ball belongs to the Purple Panthers on the baseline. Trigger man will be McGill. Seth looking, fires it back out to Washburn, gives right back to McGill, reverse layup, good. Well, that worked awful easy.
Pass it in, get it back, lay it in.
Just like you drew it up on the chalkboard.
Pretty simple.
4 points for McGill. That makes it 42-30. Litchfield back up by a dozen. 4:13 to go in the game. Here's a three from Sidwell. It's good. Sidwell hits his third tray of the night or the day.
You see where that'll work on that offense down there. You throw it into the middle, bring it right back out, and there's nobody there. You got to hit the three, but he did.
And that makes it 42-33. And now Washburn with a layup from underneath. He's got a dozen, and that makes it 44-33. Litchfield back up by 11 with 3:45 to go in the game. Here's Pitchford driving the baseline. Lost the handle on it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Litchfield. Turnover number 18 by Lincolnwood. Tell you what, that Litchfield zone.
It's been tough.
I could see where teams that aren't used to playing against a zone would be baffled by the thing. Here's a three by Bishop, no good, and Painter skies for the rebound. Now he takes it back in, feeds to Washburn. Ethan is fouled. No, he's tied up for a jump ball. And the arrow's going to give it to Litchfield.
Got his hand on the ball, he jumped up. He's either a travel or a jump ball, and they called a jump ball, which was a good call. I think he had all ball.
3:24 to go in the ball game. Litchfield with the lead and the basketball. Here's Painter out front with the ball. And he'll back out near midcourt. Still on the dribble. Now to the free throw line. Tries to feed off to Washburn. Knocked away. Turnover number 12 by Litchfield. Here's Dade Pitchford. for Lincolnwood. Has the ball knocked out of his hands from behind, and the ball will belong to Lincolnwood on the baseline. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Litchfield leading by 11, 44-33. Crager will fire the ball into Sidwell, who's going to pop the three ball. It's no good, and he'll get three free throws. Sidwell was fouled.
From behind.
And that foul called on Brady Bishop of the Purple Panthers, his first, team seventh. Cole Sidwell, the 5'11 sophomore. First toss is right on the money. 10 points for Cole. That makes it 44-34. Next toss is good. 11 points for Sidwell. That makes it Litchfield 44, Lincolnwood 35. Will Jenkins will be checking in for Sidwell if he makes his free throw. If not, he'll wait a while. Here's the next one, and it's no good.
That's what I used to do all the time. I'd miss that one so I didn't have to come out of the game.
You know, that doesn't surprise me, Hud.
They're going to get him in there now anyway. He only got a couple seconds extra.
Foul that time on Jaden Walker, his fourth, team's fourth for Lincolnwood. Now Jenkins will come in and replace Cole Sidwell. Three minutes to go in the ball game and a 44-35 lead for the Purple Panthers, who have the basketball.
They're going to have to turn the heat up, the Lancers are, if they're going to get back in this one.
They're playing against the clock now.
And that helped.
Bad pass by Litchfield. That's turnover 13 by the Purple Panthers.
They just threw that up in about row 12.
Yep. So out comes Walker. Sidwell back in for Lincolnwood. 2:49 to go in the game. Staunton versus Nokomis in girls basketball coming up next here at the shootout.
How's Staunton's girls team this year? You saw them?
I haven't seen them yet. We'll have a chance here this afternoon or this morning to see how they're doing. 2.5 to play in the ball game. Lincolnwood misses the shot. Litchfield with the rebound. Bishop drives in, lays it off the glass and in. Brady with 15 points today, 46-35. So it's been a good second half for Bishop, who has 11 of his 15 points. Here's a three-pointer from Sidwell, straight on, no good. And the rebound by Ethan Washburn for Litchfield. Between Washburn and Painter, these two guys rebound. They're a couple of rebounding horses, aren't they, Hud?
Yes, they do. They have a sense for the ball. You know, some guys will try to jump and get to the ball, but these guys move when the ball's in the air and the ball comes to them, and they're good leapers too.
Foul called against Crager of Lincolnwood, his third, team's fifth. Out of bounds for Litchfield. Jenkins is out of the game for Lincolnwood, and it looks like Jaden Walker back in. Painter with the basketball, a minute 50 to go in this game. Here's Painter. Off to Billy Beckham on the left wing. Back across to Seth McGill.
They may run a little clock here, T. Just
yep.
And if they'll let them.
And a foul on Sidwell. That's going to be Cole's second. Team sixth. Out of bounds for Litchfield. So now Lincolnwood will be able to stop the clock with a foul if they want to. A minute 42 to go in the ball game. Litchfield leading 46-35. That second quarter really hurt the Lancers today. They only scored 1 point.
And if you're going to extend the game, you got a foul here. If you want to let them run the clock and hit a three, then it's going to be curtain time.
Yep. And McGill did just that. He hits the three. He's got seven, and that makes it 49-35 Litchfield. A minute 15 to go in the ball game. The Panthers pretty much have this one tied up with a W.
Like you said, though, that second quarter they dug a hole, and they never could get out of it.
Here's Bishop for Litchfield coming down the floor, and a foul called on Dade Pitchford of Lincolnwood. For Dade, that'll be his first, team seventh. And they'll put Bishop at the line to shoot the 1-1 for Litchfield.
Bishop's had a nice second half.
Here's a toss from Bishop, and Brady has 16 points today. and makes it a 50-35 lead for Litchfield with 63 seconds to go in the ball game. And the next toss is missed, and the ball rebounded by the Lancers. Here's Goble into the front court. Bounce pass underneath for Jaden Walker, and Walker is fouled. He'll get a couple of free throws.
And the shock troops are coming in for the Lancers.
Billy Beckham the foul for Litchfield, his fourth, team's eighth. And Walker will get a couple of free throws. And looks like Braxton Schmedeke, Tucker Lemon, did I see down there? Yep. Free throw good by
and
Walker.
Litchfield,
he's got nine.
Litchfield's emptying the bench.
Okay.
They're all new.
So Tucker Lemon, a 6-foot junior in for Lincolnwood. Schmedeke, who was in earlier today, he's back into the game.
The kid just walked into the lane there. I think they're going to get to shoot this one over.
Dalton Thomas is in for Lincolnwood. And one of the Purple Panthers stepped into the lane. Anthony Boston, who was in earlier today, is back into the lineup, along with Blaine Stewart, a 5'10 freshman.
Once that shooter's got the ball, you can't go in that circle.
Alex Fisher is also in, and the rebound pulled down by Litchfield on the missed free throw attempt as we are under a minute to play, and Litchfield's on their way to their sixth win of the season. I don't know when the last time the Purple Panthers started off 6-1, but it's been a few years. And
before Christmas, that's a lot of wins, isn't it?
They're enjoying themselves, and they're going to pick up another W here. Here's a three-pointer straight on, no good by Blaine Stewart. The rebound pulled down by Jaden Walker for Lincoln. What half minute to play? Here's Schmedeke with the ball. Braxton Schmedeke back out to the top of the key. Comes to the near side to Tucker Lemon. His bounce pass knocked away. Picked up by Lincolnwood. And give it off to Dalton Thomas. Back out to Schmedeke. His shot no good. Litchfield the rebound. Out to John Corso with 8 seconds to go. John with five. Comes back out near midcourt. And he's going to hand the ball to the official. And the official doesn't want it. But it doesn't make any difference. This one is in the books. Litchfield wins it by the final of 50-36 over the Lincolnwood Lancers. Congratulations to the Purple Panthers. They pick up win number 6 on the season. They're now off to a 6-1 start here in the 2018 season.